As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blois in the house. Donald Trump, Blois, in the last 10, 15 minutes. A lot of blather, a lot of Harris only wants a debate because, like boxing, you only want a rematch if you lost. Donald at the end saying, there will be no third debate. He's wrong. I'm going to say 100% there will be a third debate. Who is right? The 45th president of the United States, or me, dopey little middling afternoon talk show host?
I think Donald Trump's right on this one.
Really?
I don't think there'll be a debate, because I don't think the closer you get, and the numbers we're seeing even 2 days later, I mean, if Harris has a significant, it's not going to be a significant lead, a lead in key states, she'll lose her motivation to do it, and she'll be like, he already said no. I mean, as you know, I'm a big fan about the debate, about the debates, about the debates.
Yes. That's why I open with it.
Yeah. But according to every poll, he won, except for I haven't seen one of
she
those
won.
Polls.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. I stepped on your touchdown call.
Thanks. Sorry. Thanks.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
It's been a while since we worked together here, Chad. We got to warm up before election
exactly.
night.
There's a couple polls which have come out in the immediate aftermath of her decisive victory, showing her up 5 nationally. Again, as I said yesterday, she kicked his butt. Now, she should answer more questions. I don't think the moderators followed up enough with her non-answers. If you're going to fact-check him, you absolutely should have followed up her non-answers. I think that's a mistake. I want you to expand on that, too. But a 5-point lead right now, so what?
Well, national polls don't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to talk about the Taylor Swift effect today.
Okay.
Because people are like, so, does it matter? Well, guess what? You and I, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. My 19-year-old daughter,
yep.
Her friends, the chat at the sorority house at the University of Kansas, it matters.
Yeah. Well, I just saw, too, that polling, I think it is 30 and under. She's 15 points up. Yeah. And Joe Biden was 28 points up in the same category in 20. So while she's jumped up in a lot of areas, women, people of color, she's got a ways to go in that area. Maybe T. Swift helps a little bit.
Yeah, I think you still have to look state by state. I look at national polls, but I don't put a lot of credence in them. I think you just have to keep looking state by state. And ultimately, it's about the machine. Who's more organized? Democrats are traditionally more organized, and that's where they're going to make sure their people get to the polls. And some of the voting laws have changed in places like Georgia, which make it's going to be harder for Democrats to have the surge in Georgia.
Yep.
But Pennsylvania and Michigan, they'll find the machine. If the votes are there, they'll get them if she has momentum. Momentum wins campaigns, and she's had the momentum. And somebody said this the other night. Look, there's still a lot of time left. We could have a national security issue. We could have a lot of things happen between now.
We're going to have a lot of stuff happen.
Yeah.
No doubt, right? Now, to what level? Let's wait and see.
What impacts? So, as I've said since January, pace yourself. But rather than on a monthly basis, just daily, hourly, people, pace yourselves.
Yes. Okay. I talked a lot about the moderators yesterday. What did you think of David Muir and Lindsay Davis?
I thought they did a good job at having questions that had a lot of context and data behind them, which you and I have moderated debates. We've moderated them together.
Yep.
Framing the question oftentimes to not like bias it is really hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. Are you pro-life or pro? No, it's got to be. Yep. There's got to be context. I thought you're right. They could have followed up with her more. But I appreciated their tone and their tenor. And I'll just say this. It felt really nice to have new moderators.
Yeah, they're different.
I feel like
right?
for the last 20 years, we've had basically the same moderators.
Good point.
I think Jake Tapper's a good anchor and a decent host. But we know where he stands, so I have a filter whenever he asks a question. And I didn't know where either one of them stood before the debate.
But you know the Trump supporters.
Oh, yeah.
Felt that way before.
Yeah.
And further feel that way because the fact-checking of him and the non-follow-ups of her.
Yeah.
Right?
A really good buddy of mine a couple weeks ago, offline, I was like, well, you know, some of the walls stuff. Da-da. He's like, Blaise, it doesn't matter. Truth doesn't matter anymore. Fact-checking doesn't matter anymore. These are teams and elections, and nothing matters. You just go to your tribe, and you follow your tribe. And I just had lunch with a business leader who leans a little left, and he said, I just worry about how motivated and confident the left has become in their point of view being the only point of view that's allowable in our country.
Yeah.
And I think that's where moderators, how do you do this? You know, hopefully in 4 years we have a normal cycle with a more traditional debate.
Good luck to you on that one. Tim Walz and everything that has happened since he pushed extraordinarily hard, went with the public campaign and pulled off the upset and became the VP. Which allegation, questioning what he has said, what he has done, is the most valid?
I would say that I think it goes to just being an executive. That's what I hear all the time. Not being able to be decisive in a moment under pressure. But I think the fraud stuff is the stuff that will linger. I think it's the stuff that he may have to deal with. Let's say he's vice president. He may still have to deal with it after he's vice president because it involved federal dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to linger, and it's either going to weigh down his successor, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, or he's going to be distracted by it. And I just think that's the biggest thing to kind of hold – that people can hold on to. The other stuff you can debate back and forth on.
Okay, so if Vance is going to go at him, and he will when they debate October 1st, would you spend more time on the National Guard? Would you spend more time on feeding our future? Would you spend more time on George Floyd riots? Where would you spend your time?
Well, you're taking away some of my writings of that week before.
Yeah.
thanks, Chad.
Yeah.
Look, we've both watched him multiple times debate. I've hosted Tim Walz in 3 debates. You got to take him, like Trump, you have to take him off the subjects he's comfortable talking about.
Yes, you have to be very precise, specific, and then if he does give you the non-answer, you can follow up probably once.
Yep.
And then it's up to the public to see.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's ducking it, or you like him so much. Hey, I love his answer.
But all you have to do is challenge him, or like if you're J.D. Vance, you say, but you didn't answer the question, or do something like that. It's not Trump-like. I mean, one of my favorite Walls interview moments was January 1st, 2021. I was sitting in for whoever our guest host was for the morning show.
Right.
And I said, Governor Walz, it's January 1st. What'd you learn from COVID? He's like, surround yourself with good people. I said, next year's an election year. What are you thinking? You're going to run? Haven't even thought about it. Well, Governor Walz, you have a fundraiser in 2 days.
Yeah.
Have you thought about running for reelection? Right. Well, other people are thinking about it, but I haven't thought about it yet.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I like you just say you've thought about it, Governor.
Yeah.
And then he gets mad. And you're like, that's the simplest, I'm planning on running for re-election. Or that's the plan now, it could change. These are not tough questions.
Yeah, hey, what if that's Governor Walz right there?
It's not.
What do we think about that ringtone, Dubsy?
It's the traditional run.
I'm very generic, traditional. Very dull.
I'm very generic.
Yeah, when you're out in public, I bet like 15 people also look at their phone.
Yeah, come
They're
on.
Like, oh, is that me?
Freshen up that ringtone.
How about Tubbsy's T-shirt?
Yeah.
Would you and I ever wear a T-shirt like that to work? Well, you would. I can't.
I might. I don't think work sucks.
I give you credit.
I might disagree.
I give you credit for still working at your age.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Where are you again? Hold on. Royce White. How visible is Royce going to be over the next 2 months?
Well, I go back to this. Royce White got Steve Bannon support, has all these Twitter followers, all this national stuff, can still only raise less money than Lacey Johnson raised against Ilhan Omar, can still not get the following. The people are coming is his slogan. 4 times at the state fair, I stood across the street and watched his booth.
Yep.
The people didn't come.
Yep.
So there's a compelling populism in what he said and how he did it, but he's not leaving his basement and his podcast, and there's no real populism there, and frankly, it doesn't resonate. But I believe we will have a U.S. Senate debate on Sunday.
Okay. You think those two
will debate on Sunday Take, I believe, on the 22nd of September.
Okay, so she is going to debate multiple times? Is maybe
I think two or three.
Two or three times. Does that surprise you?
No, because I think it only helps Klobuchar.
You do?
Yes. In this environment,
yeah,
she is mature, can handle it. She's been through worse. And it contrasts things. And why would she look like she's ducking in this race? It's not. She's probably not going to lose. Here's the other thing that I think matters in that race is that her numbers are lower than they've ever been before. And I think that she knows she needs the attention because of the divide in the state.
Yeah. It's unavoidable.
Yeah. I mean, she's just over 50%. She has never been under 60% in a victory. In her first race, we just looked this up the other day, she got 67% against Mark Kennedy.
Against the most well-known person she's run against.
Yes.
Now, Royce is well-known, but not for politics.
No. And I would say, as I travel the state, I was in Duluth yesterday. I was in Brainerd last week. I was in Rochester 2 weeks ago. Nobody's asking about Royce White.
Every one of them a golf trip. I mean, it doesn't count if you're just playing golf.
My rounds this year are down 30 to 40%, sir.
Yeah. My rounds are down 30 to 40%.
And your score.
My scores are up about 20%, unfortunately. Okay, give a little preview for what's coming up today.
Does Taylor Swift's endorsement matter?
Yep.
Why? And then we'll talk a little Vikings.
Yeah.
Dresha left the cupboard empty.
It's not a busy talker. It's not a busy day.
Yeah, there's no news.
Yeah.
We're trying to talk about when there's a credible threat or a non-credible threat at schools, how does law enforcement deal with it? We're efforting that.
Excellent. Thank you, Blois.
Thank you, Chad.
Blois in for Jason.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.